In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello?
Hello?
Should I do speakerphone or like this?
No, this actually sounds really good.
Okay.
I'm buried under wires right now.
You sound buried under wires, actually.
I look buried under wires. Honestly, please, please bury me under wires at this point. Anyway.
Oh God. I guess I'm going to use the phone, even though the 5G is killing me because Miss Carrie Hilson told me so.
Wait, you use 5G?
I don't know. Do we use 5G?
I hope not.
I don't think anybody... Well, I don't remember how it goes. Is it... It like launched in November or something for some people?
Yeah, and they put it in Madison Square Garden too.
Oh.
Can we start off with a controversial opinion that's going to get me canceled before we even start this episode?
Yes, absolutely.
I kind of read Carrie Hilson's tweets and I was like, she's got a point.
She's got a point. Well,
I'm just
as,
saying.
You know, as the commander-in-chief of the Carrie Ferry, I have to, you know, look into this further. I can't just write her off.
But I believe in science, so.
Yeah, I don't know that it was the best timing, and it's not always the best to just, like, present, like, screenshots and be like, see, coronavirus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, there was that whole side to it, too. I forgot.
Yeah, she was equals. Yeah.
Okay, no, that's not what I agreed with. I agreed with, like, the 5G stuff.
Right, like the radio.
Yeah, like it hasn't been tested enough.
Right, sure. I would love to hear more about that. But anyway.
Well, I don't know what's going to kill me first at this point. It's going to be 5G, coronavirus, or my job.
Welcome to 4G only.
Your new remote podcast.
Wait, post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, apopalyptic.
Unalopagetic, available now.
Wait. Apopalyptic is like kind of a brand.
It really is.
Like, welcome to the apopalyptic edition of Legends Only. Get it? Like apocalypse, but like pop queens.
Yeah, where we talk about whatever is left only.
A queen. a queen of apopalyptic. New verb. Oh my God. Well. Speaking of, so spoiler alert, everyone, Brad and I are speaking through the phone.
Sorry to ruin this fantasy for you.
I am sitting alone in my apartment talking to the wall, essentially.
Yep.
You know that?
And I'm in the basement of my parents' house.
Do you know that video of the woman on the subway who's just like talking to herself, like sitting at the chair?
Basically that.
That's me on my couch right now.
Really come full circle. As you know, I was just this blogger in the basement. Now that's just who I am again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. I skipped town last week once they shut down the NBA and stuff because straight men were getting panicky. And also, I have asthma, so I'm not really trying to fuck with like a lung related thing. So here I am. Try to forgive me. I don't believe in fairy tales, but I do believe in science.
Same.
And that's why I'm here.
You're going to get like locked out.
Yeah. My apartment is up. Yep. My apartment, the lease is up May 1st, and they already shut down move outs. So my stuff's just there. I don't really know.
What do you mean shut down move outs?
It says we can't move large furniture in or out of any apartments at this time in our building. So I guess it's just
everything's just kind of frozen.
Apartment. Yeah. Like I can come back and probably get like clothes and stuff, but I don't know. And I don't feel like I should renew right now because who knows how long this is going to be and why would I pay rent for somewhere I'm not going to come back to, I guess. Like,
right.
It's weird. Like, I feel like I might have just briefly moved out of New York by accident.
Yeah. I mean, you did.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was there for 4 years in that apartment. I can find another one if they're still...
If we're still here.
I shouldn't even laugh. I'm just trying to... lighten the mood.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
It is hard to do.
Well, but welcome everyone.
Yeah, we're gonna do our best.
This is like, I feel like this is just gonna be a real talk.
Yeah, because just a lot of disbelief and processing.
Yeah, so we missed last week.
Yeah, everyone was mad, and I was like, I'm sorry, we just got told that life will forever be changed. We needed a quick week to think about it.
Yeah, I also didn't have a second to breathe, and that's probably a bad metaphor to make right now, but like,
yes, right.
I'm canceled. Oh, well, everyone else is canceled. Everything is canceled, so.
Yes, your job role shifted significantly because, hello, all TV shows, late night shows have to figure out their new dynamic.
Last week was fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm at the office on Thursday, and I can't believe this is a week ago because it feels like it was 5 years ago. And Mandy was there. Mandy Moore was there, and I was so excited. And she was there, like, all day. And so there was just, like, this weird energy in, the whole city the past, like, Wednesday, Thursday. And then the day kept, like, people just, like, left. Like, literally the office cleared out. There was, like, a skeleton crew. Mandy Moore was still there. And then it was like, as the day kept going, things just kept getting worse. Like, it was like, boom, canceled, 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 this guest out, out, out. And I was like, what the hell? And then at like 7 o'clock, they were like, we're done. Like, everyone needs to leave. And we're not having a show tomorrow. And I was like, and I hope.
Yep.
And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Saturday, Monday, it was just madness, like nonstop trying to figure out what to do. So I apologize that we didn't, and I'm not apologizing.
No, we're not sorry.
No, I'm not sorry.
Everyone's been uprooted.
I'm not sorry.
It was a lot. But yeah, we're back in action to just sort of talk about everything that's happened so far and just the few rays of light that have come through. Distractions, we'll call them distractions that have happened. Fun.
Which ones?
Some pop culture things. Whatever was lined up already that came out, basically. But yeah, you did that, and luckily I also still have a job, still doing celebrity news and gossip for Just Jared, which, you know, has actually, I think people need an escape, so it's like doing really well, because I think people are just at home looking for something to entertain themselves.
Right, like read or watch.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just feel extremely fortunate for that, because now I'm like, okay, so far, you know, stable, so.
Yeah. And you've worked from home for a while.
The thing is, like, my routine hasn't significantly changed at all. It's more like seeing everyone adjust and panic has kind of...
It's bad.
Been, yeah. But also, like, not being... Just the idea of not being allowed to go out is more it's psychological. It's just like, I turned down every invite to go to the club when I was in New York. I don't even, it's like, there's no point that I even live there. And yet now I'm like, oh, I can't go
out.
It's
not even an option.
Right. Right. It's more psychological.
You honestly, it's knowing you for a long time, it's honestly really smart that you left, because I will tell you, like, mentally, the scene around the city is really upsetting.
Yeah.
Like, on Friday, I went out. Not out, but, like, I went to our favorite Mexican food place.
Oh, yeah.
Went to the bar across the street just by myself, because I was like, let me go and, like, patronize my fave
local
spots.
Business.
Yeah, you know, we want to support local businesses. And I was so fucking upset after.
Yeah.
And everything is empty, cleared out, furniture's gone, dark, locked up, bolted, graffiti. Like, it's only been a week.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everyone just needs to pace themselves too. Like, I feel like obviously I am known for a gym selfie or two, but I've seen some people like go so hard with their home workout gear and stuff. And I'm like, you're going to burn out by day three because you're overcompensating for not being able to go to the gym. Like, it's like, calm down. You can sit at home and process things. Like, we do not need to be like setting up berries at your home. Like, but whatever anyone has to do to process, I understand. But I also feel like I've seen some chaos on my Instagram of like, the first thing I did was order a dumbbell. I'm like, let's calm down.
Yeah. It's a, what's that thing in the cartoon? It's like the turtle and the rabbit, or like the hare.
Yeah. The hare. Yeah. Tortoise and the hare.
The tortoise and the hare. And the tortoise wins in the end.
Right. Like,
because he took it slow and steady.
Yeah. Yeah. I see some, you know, just the way it's the same with like stocking up and stuff. Like, I get it, but we don't need to.
Don't drag me.
Well, but you did a slow and steady accrual, I would say.
Yeah, I didn't just prepped like 2-3 weeks in advance.
You knew. And I dragged your pile, and now look how the tables have turned.
I know.
Look how the turns have tabled. Yes, it's
I ate pasta today for the first time in like a year.
Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, some of our faves are truly losing it though.
Oh, like, losing it.
Madonna, this will not go well for her. Arguably, she'll be the one who this affects the most, because she cannot go for a day without attention.
I didn't click that video yet.
Oh, God.
I've been avoiding all of it.
In her bathroom. Yeah.
Like, I have to avoid all of it.
I mean, I can't avoid it because I'm literally writing about all of it, but.
True.
It's, yeah, she's already writing at her typewriter saying she's rationing food. It's like, you're going to need to relax. You're gonna be fine. Brittany has actually stepped up to the plate with a very sweet video. She there was the yoga one, which was like very sweet of her, but then she like did a one where she was like, DM me if you need something, which was like, oh wow.
I know who I want to know, who like who she DM'd,
right?
Did she send them a check? Like, I need to know I need more of the story.
I know, but that was very sweet of her. And then, I mean, some stars are stepping up and donating. Others are singing. You know, different contributions.
Yeah.
I will say JoJo is killing it. She keeps doing all these lives.
Queen.
Like, she's covering songs. She did Leave Get Out, but like Stay
she's
In.
She's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
JoJo is the quarantine moment.
She really is. By the way, we can't do a soundboard because I have the thing plugged into the phone and it can't work. So that we have to go remote.
Got it. But I did hear it.
Okay, good. So hopefully the audience heard it.
Yeah, I believe they did. What was that?
Basically. What was that?
Basically, logging in every single time I see a celebrity post on Instagram all week.
What was that?
They're really losing it. It's only been a week. I mean, Vanessa Hudgens already has fumbled the ball.
Yeah. I just love that her Wikipedia page is going to say sneaker night and canceled during coronavirus.
You know, you can't let some of these people on Instagram live at all.
Yeah. Well, let's just run through a quick list of who got canceled. Vanessa Hudgens for saying like, oh, well, I guess people are going to die or whatever it was that she said.
She was literally like, honestly, I know it's inconvenient, but like, I'm going to go outside.
Yeah.
She's like, I know people are going to die. It's really sad, but
Sam Smith got canceled after their mansion. Like 2 days.
Yep.
The celebrity singing Imagine got canceled.
Yeah, that did not go over well at all.
Who else?
That's much mocked by the internet.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, I think, like, in that case, they're resorting to things that are, like, good for hurricanes or, like, an attack of some kind. But this is, like,
right.
You're in your mansion.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I think, though, I kind of feel two ways about it, though, to play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of people who do have privilege and they want to help, and there's just no, like, everything is still so up in the air and it's affecting everywhere. Like, small towns are being affected, cities are being affected. It's not just like the East Coast or the West Coast or New York or, you know, the South, like a hurricane season or like anything like that. It's literally everyone. So people are just scrambling and they're going too fast and no one knows what to do. So I kind of have this weird, like, can everyone just relax for a second? Like,
yeah, I mean, it's let the same people thing act a fool. With, like, dumbbells. It's like you can see that people are like panicking and trying to replace their daily habits very quickly, and it's like you can adjust to that. Like, I'm fortunate because I've worked from home for 3 years. This is, very little has actually changed for me. It's just like,
yeah,
I can see people.
It's stressful. Really,
it's stressful. It's a whole new lifestyle
and having to work from home or whatever it is you're doing from home is can cabin fever is a thing. And then a world global pandemic on top of that.
Somebody keeps posting the Fifth Harmony work from home performance.
They charted. They re-entered the iTunes chart.
Every time I see, like, I think it's Allie fake hammering the wheel and like Lauren.
She's an
like,
icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
It's the best performance opener
it's
ever.
It's so good. If you guys haven't seen that, it's Work From Home at the... What was it?
I want to say it's MTV. I want to say either VMAs, Red Carpet
VMAs or something. And they're performing on a... what's that thing called?
I think it was a bulldozer.
Oh, a bulldozer. Yeah. And Allie is just hammering with a mallet, like one of the wheels in the background. It's iconic.
They're all doing, like, they're like twisting knots.
Yeah.
So bad.
I feel it's, like
people usually meme it. They're like gays pretending they're into sports.
Yeah. Like, I think someone tweeted once and they were like, me at Home Depot.
Yeah. That's a good distraction. Definitely watch that. But yeah, it's just a really cool and different time for everybody as everybody adjusts to their new normal for now.
Yeah. That's kind of how I feel about it. It's like, I mean, you know, we've had other conversations about other things, but like, I just want people to fucking relax. Like, relax. Like, people are going to freak out. People are going to have their like panicky moments. Just chill the fuck out. You don't need to jump on someone's ass because they said something or whatever. Like, just
no, there'll be no jumping on any asses, according to the CDC.
Oh my God. What are you going to do?
I'm literally, I'm dying already. It's been a week. Nope. Yeah, they put out an official bulletin that they were like, don't be using the apps. Don't be having random accounts.
Like, it basically said but send you can, nudes. Like,
text. Yeah. Literally, the government was like, send nudes.
Yeah. They can't provide masks and medical equipment, but they can tell everyone to send nudes.
Act the fool, girl. I'm here. Act the fool.
All I know is all of gay Twitter is going to see everybody's nudes by week two.
Oh, this everyone's just, losing it. Spiraling. I've seen so many shirtless, like, bulges. Not shirtless bulges, but, like, shirtless pictures and bulges in the past 2 days than I've ever seen in my entire 70 years on Earth.
Week one.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's just got to cope with it in different ways. And sometimes that's
it is
a toll on me.
I mean, the last time I worked from home was like 2014, and I did it for, it was like the end of 2014, I did it for a year and a half, and I got fat.
Right. That's, well, you're also like entirely stressed from, because of chasing invoices.
Yeah. I just ate myself to death. Stuff.
Right.
So.
Well.
It's stressful.
We'll keep each other accountable, and yeah. I do think it's nice to see everyone, like, FaceTime with the family or like Zooming and having those like check-ins. That's really nice. And with their friends and stuff.
Oh my God, that girl that was taking like a shit on the Zoom.
Oh my God.
Did that go around on Twitter yet?
I don't know how far the girls that know? Went. Like, we need to...
Do we need to tweet it?
You've seen
We can't do that. That's so rude.
It's rude.
What
it
if you were
rude.
That girl? I don't think it's that here I am. I'm just like, I'm like, relax. Let everyone make mistakes. And here I am like, oh my God, did you guys see the girl that shit on Zoom?
All I'm going to say, PSA. PSA to everybody. When you're in your Zoom for your group meetings, make sure your camera's not front facing or on if you're using the bathroom.
If you use Zoom, the lower left corner, there is a microphone and a video you can turn on and off. So if you are on a Zoom, oh my God, it's so bad.
A lesson to us all. Very important.
Oh my God, I'm going to hell. I've already was going to hell, but like,
yeah.
This might make it quicker. So there was a big Zoom chat and this one girl's like giving a presentation and there was a girl in like the corner and she just starts taking a shit.
All of their faces react differently.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
And then the main person talking was like, what did I say? Because everyone's like laughing.
And she's like, what happened? What happened? They're like, oh, wait, stop. Oh my God. Should I do that next week?
Honestly, Zoom should use
that. So that I can go viral.
Like, they should use that as a PSA. You should, yes. Go viral.
I know, right? Act a fool. I was like, oh, sorry, was this on?
I mean, you could do a variation of...
Sorry, I didn't mean to hit that. I'm trapped under wires, sorry.
You could do a variation where you just like pop on the screen with a pink wig and you're like, what? I'm so sorry.
Oh my... Really cool, great.
Yeah, so that's, you know, there's Zooms, everyone's doing the Instagram Lives.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing the Instagram Lives. I mean we did it, so call us out.
Everyone's doing emails.
Yup.
Oh yeah, we did do an Instagram. That was fun.
That was fun though, yeah. Although, you know, the comments went left by 2 a.m. or whatever, but you know.
Oh yeah. It's like relax.
No, it was fun. And I don't know, for the most part I'm like ignoring everyone's, but some of our friends have been doing like DJ sets and to just try and lighten the mood. Mm-hmm. Like I saw Diplo just did one, our friend John Ali just did one. It's nice. I mean, what else are you going to do? I don't know. Yeah. And so
people need they need release. Whoa, I wanna go outside. Getting corona tonight.
No.
Sorry.
Canceled.
I don't fucking care. Cancel me.
Everything else is.
I'm immunocompromised. If I get the shit, I'm gonna die. So fuck it.
I'm gonna knock on wood here.
The second I get a fever, this is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna upload my memes folder, and I'm gonna label it my legacy, and I'm gonna tweet it out with the Christina Aguilera clicking the mouse gif. And y'all are going to find me on my couch with an Xbox controller and a bunch of keto cookie wrappers. Anyway, sorry, that's not funny. My mom didn't like that joke either.
No, she's going to be very upset about that.
Yeah, she was.
And then it's going to turn out you just had a cold. But anyway, I think...
Nobody was killed. It's called the Stonewall.
Sorry.
No. Oh yeah, they've actually been doing some cool stuff. Like the drag queens have been like putting on home performances with little virtual tip jars.
I just bought Jackie Cox's glasses.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, she was selling merch and I bought the gray ones.
I mean, so many of our entertainment friends are getting hit so hard. Like it's hard to say even, I mean, the impact we're going to find out months down the road, but this is just...
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a dollar to spare, the girls will definitely need the support all around.
Well, speaking of that, actually, should we discuss Patreon for a second?
Oh, right. Yeah.
So for our patron, Patreon Legends Only fans. So we've been a little delayed with creating content, as some of you know. And I know some of you don't care because you've DM'd me and you're like, I don't care. We just want to support. So how do we want to say this? Basically, we understand if you, well, we understand if you need to pull your support from Patreon right now. Like we, I mean,
Everybody's got to do what's best for everybody. You know, if you're still there, if you're still able to contribute, that's awesome. We certainly appreciate it massively. I don't think anyone feels financially secure. So always a blessing. And obviously we're going to try and pump out some fun stuff because in time, hopefully we'll have some more free time to do that when things are a little less chaotic. So
And we do have some fun stuff that I've been testing out.
Right.
I don't want to tease it yet, but like
we can't hype, but
the
we do
Instagram
have something.
Live was like a test thing, but we want to do some stuff that would be like everyone. And just like some fun streaming shit, but we want it to be like different and cool, and which I think it will be, and like a chance for you guys to like hang out with us basically.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to try all that. We're just getting our bearings like everybody else.
Yeah. We need a little time, so space, joy, love.
Time, space.
Lysol.
Lysol.
But it'll get there.
Yeah. So thank you to everybody. And we totally understand. And hopefully we're going to have some fun stuff around the corner if the news stops being so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. That.
Anyway.
And our deep dive vote was so narrow. I think Speak is winning. Speak by Lindsay Lohan is winning over Ashley Simpson Autobiography by just one vote. The last time I looked.
Wow.
So there's that.
Closer than the U.S. election, but more important. God. So yeah, if you're on Patreon, go vote in that. Honestly, it's very crucial, and clearly it's coming down to the wire. We will do that deep dive next, depending on the winner.
Yeah, and depending on how things shake out in the world. I don't know. It's like almost like weekly we could do a deep dive on.
Yeah.
Because it's like everything is canceled.
Right. When we won't have any more new music, or it will be coming at a slower rate, then maybe we can do some more retrospective stuff. And
yeah. Because like literally. Because
sounds like, I mean, because even things that are down in the pipes, like there's loud rumblings that Miss Stephanie, or Stephanie, not be able to release.
Hi, Stephanie.
We'll not be able to release Chromatica in like a week or two just because there's no promo or anything. There's rumblings. We don't know yet, but
right. I mean, it's we'll also see. Like the tone.
Yeah.
It's just like, I mean, everywhere. Like it's like, what do you do?
Yeah. So
like even with this podcast, I'm like, do I need to come on here and shade Fifth Harmony while there's a global pandemic? Yes.
I think then yes.
No. I'm joking. Sorry.
Oh, God. No, I know what you mean, though.
Right.
It also even put a darker cloud over Drag Race. I mean, those poor girls.
So I have to tell you, I'm not watching. So I don't have, I didn't watch.
I mean, there were other
I'm
fish
just behind.
To
find. Yeah.
Madonna's singing about fried fish in her bathroom. You got to watch it. It's really unhinged.
I don't want, I can't. You know how I feel about this. I feel very strongly that like Madonna's ruining her legacy by being on social media.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we're going to see all of them really tarnish their legacies in the next few weeks because they're so bored and they don't know what to do. I think it's going to be a mess. She's going to leave a live stream on and like accidentally go to the bathroom.
Is that Madonna taking a shit?
It would make sense.
Ugh.
God.
You know, it's actually kind of crazy, though. I was thinking about this the other day that, like, will there even be, like, celebrities after all this?
Well, I was thinking of that, too, because...
I mean, there obviously will be, but, like...
Yes.
YouTubers?
I was thinking of celebrity worship.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's only been a handful of cancellations already, but I feel like... This is really exposing kind of how stupid some celebrities are or like how
ego
not on a pedestal they should be.
Right.
Granted, we literally have a podcast called Legends Only about revering them, but like this is really showing they're just like us. It's like, yeah, except for Rihanna. She's still like a legend, and she just donated like I think beds and ventilators to Barbados Queen. Yeah, but
I mean, it's showing both sides of the spectrum. It's like people who are like, oh, I have privilege and I have a platform, I can do something good here. And then people who are going to act a fool because they're like, I'm bored. And I'm like, great. Yeah. I'm so sorry that you're so bored.
Yeah, the narcissism and extroverts will really, they'll jump out and it probably won't be received well. But, you know, it's like at the same time, like you said, there's the other coin of it. Like Ciara just donated a ton with her husband. Like there's a bunch of people who are helping and, you know, they always say, look to the helpers, and that's going to be inspiring. And hopefully all the celebs will also jump on board. And the fucking billionaires, I hope Grimes is talking to her man.
Yeah. I will say, even though work has been, like, killing me, we raised a lot of money for a lot of different charities last week, and I'm kind of proud of that.
That is amazing.
So, like, we completely, we turned our whole YouTube into a fundraising effort.
Which is amazing. And I hope it just inspires, you know, it kind of puts the peer pressure on the other ones to do the same and to, you know, it'll be a positive peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you know, as I said, like billionaires will be going full force with like ventilators and hospital and all that stuff. But
Shout out to Christian Siriano.
Yes.
Here Christian. In New York.
Andrew Cuomo just calling him out, asking for help to make masks, and he's rising to the challenge, and he's going to have his team make masks, which is brilliant. So there will be, the nice thing is like there will be positive stories out of this because there always will be of people helping. So
yeah,
I'm encouraged by that.
Agreed.
So yeah, it's nice to have a little bit of hope there because it's not been a whole lot of positive news lately. I'm thinking of even what else we were going to cover, and it's like, I mean, we've just been threatened by James Charles coming out with...
Threatened?
Not only when the shit was truly hitting the fan, he tweeted that he just wrote a bop.
Yeah. He tweeted on March 14th, which is like literally in the middle of like everything going haywire, in all caps, tweeted, just finished my first songwriting session, and let me tell you, a bop is in the works.
And people just kept being like, haven't we suffered enough?
Oh.
She sings. Listen, she is a singer. She sings all the time.
I have to tell you, I'm kind of excited for it. I want to hear it. I want there to be a music video.
I'm sure there will be. Film it at home now.
Do you remember when Rich Lux did that song?
Sure do.
Yeah. I'm bossy. Now clock that the house. Like, I love it. It's like when a housewife does a single.
Yeah, except I feel like he has the resources and like vague connections to possibly be attempting for, there might even be a name on the production. We don't know. Like he might have acquired like a name brand producer, you know?
Right, like it's James Charles featuring Max Martin.
Yeah, James Charles and Max Martin.
Yeah. Red one. James Charles' sister.
Oh my god.
I need to stop. Oh my god, don't even get me brainstorming. I won't stop.
Don't.
It'll be 40 minutes of T. Kyle brainstorming James Charles singles.
Top career.
Yeah.
Coming out of a palette at the beginning of the concert.
Oh my god.
No, we can't go down this road. We can't.
Yeah, we can. Every segment of the concert could be a different shade.
Oh god.
Yeah.
And there's a Morphe brush in every seat with a coupon code.
Oh my god, it's like when we went to Piece of Me in Atlantic City and and they handed out those wristbands of Prerogative.
Yep, they did.
It's like that.
And they were like, this isn't really unisex, I guess so.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
His song has to be called High Sisters.
There will probably be a Sisters reference in there for sure.
There has to be.
For sure. He also threatened a few days later, he's bored at home, and he said, should I start an OnlyFans? You know what? He already tweeted out of that.
Who else has started one? Oh, that's right, with his chaps.
Remember? Well, his chaps, but then he posted like a full nude in his bathroom because he said that he was being blackmailed.
By who?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I remember that.
He was like taking back his narrative and posted his ass. And it was like, okay.
Did you see the one tweet where it was like someone in like an assless hazmat suit?
Yes.
And they were like James Charles at Coachella.
God.
Ugh, I wish I was a meme like that.
Oh, I think you could be.
I would have so much fun.
You never know in this brave new world. You might emerge from it.
Do I need to start a TikTok?
You really do at this point.
It's so embarrassing.
I know, but he just actually, he did Charlie's makeup. 15-year-old queen of TikTok, Charli D'Amelio.
Mm-hmm.
She just, well, she has a YouTube account, so she's probably going to transition to YouTuber / TikToker. And
it
so,
makes more sense.
Yeah, so she's got that plus.
I got some inside tea about TikTok that's happening soon, but.
Oh.
Yep.
Like that it's
we
going
can
down.
Offline about it later.
Okay.
Did I even tell the story about Charli?
About when she came to Jimmy and she was nice?
Yeah.
Yeah,
did I tell it? Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, she was very sweet. Her family was very sweet, too.
Obviously, there's a lot of free time. I watched his makeup video with her, and she's really very sweet, humble, nice.
Yeah,
I don't
she
know.
Is.
Good for her.
That's a sign of good parenting.
Yeah.
So shout out to them. They were very sweet.
And I think this is not an easy road to navigate with, like, 38 million followers, and she's 15 years old. And
could you imagine?
No, it's too much pressure. And sometimes when she was talking, she would say something like childish. And I'm like, because she's a child, I would have to remind myself like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, I remember getting grounded because I got reported on like an AOL chat room for calling someone a bitch or something in like a Beanie Baby chat room on AOL. Yeah. No. I like got the account reported and then it like sent an email to my mom. And she was basically like, you called somebody a bitch in a raging Beanie Babies chat? I was like, no. Grounded.
Oh my God. Well, you were in the Beanie Babies chat. I was in the M for M chat.
Oh my God. On Craigslist. Was there an M for M chat room?
No, there was AOL like M for M. I remember distinctly like my first gay experiences were like chatting in MSN and AOL like chat rooms called like M for M.
I don't do that. Yeah, I just remember like gay.com and like Yahoo Messenger and Craigslist. Yeah.
I had an MSN boyfriend. Oh, God. Ancient.
What else is even... This is a mess.
Yeah, we've spiraled. Because the only people putting out content are not pop stars. I mean, the new Weeknd album's really good, but it just came out this weekend. So I'm... Oh. Ironically, this weekend. The concept of the Weeknd album is basically, you know, the Weeknd.
The concept for the video Circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
I haven't listened yet.
And then the new J Balvin album is really good, but it's like, I can't, like, it's joyous and fun and I want to dance. And it's like, that's not the vibe right now. So I feel really bad. Maybe. Right,
like, it's not really the time to shake your tits.
Not. Literally, it's like colorless. It's fun. It's like a rainbow coated dance reggaeton album. And yet nobody's feeling like that right now.
Yeah.
So save it for your home workout.
Well, we can deep dive into my December next week.
Honestly, that's what we'll be doing. The only people who are kind of active are like, I mean, TikTok is ablaze and YouTubers, right? Because it's just, I really hope, I don't want to hear like Corona songs. Like, I don't want to hear, I think some good music will come out of this, out of isolation, but I don't want it to be like about it.
Do you think you're better off alone?
Please, I would love
Well, speaking of YouTubers, I feel like YouTubers are going to be like the it girls now because they have the skill set to put together like production in their homes by themselves alone.
Like, I feel like the world just shifted and what was already bubbling has now come to be and these are going to be the new superstars. Like,
yeah.
Everyone was waiting for like a Jeffree Star's quarantine video and that just came out and
he could do a new series. He could do the quality is better. The sound is better. The production's better. The editing's better. Like these people know how to do it.
Yeah.
That's what they've been doing.
The Wendy show at home.
Oh my God. I want to produce that.
Cell phone.
Oh my God.
I wonder what they're doing.
I
do
don't
you know.
No.
Wow. very time for everybody.
Yeah.
But
maybe this is my time.
Hmm?
Maybe this is my time. I can bust out my YouTube. I can reactivate my YouTube channel, which was, you know, back in the day.
Honestly, I mean, in terms of fame, that's more democratized than ever because everyone's got an equal playing field. They're just at home.
Right.
Like, I don't even know how we're going to do high fashion editorial.
Right, because no one's going outside.
Honestly, Britney was very ahead of her time. We're going to get a lot of closet walks. We're going to get a lot of runways in the hallway.
Well, I do have one shout out for high fashion editorial.
I actually do too, but it might be the same one.
So,
we'll see.
And I'll add this in editing because it's a theme song that I'm very proud of. So,
yes, yes.
Hit it.
High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay. So, for this week in high fashion editorial, and this sounds so awful to say.
Oh my God.
I'm giving it to Naomi Campbell for her full body hazmat suits.
Honestly, she has always been on this like
journey.
This kick. Yeah.
Go to her YouTube.
Didn't she already go viral for like bringing hand sanitizer like way before any of this happened?
There's a video on her YouTube and it's like her airport routine.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells you the whole thing and she literally Lysols every surface on her seat and wears a mask and gloves and puts a blanket over the seat and does this whole routine, and it went viral like a year ago.
My God.
She was ahead of her time.
She was.
I fucking love her so much.
I mean, queen. And
we share a birthday.
Ahead of her time. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, legends
only. Fun fact. Well, this is a birthday for legends, okay?
Truly. Well, I'm also going to go with somebody who was ahead of their time in that she predicted the quarantine. I'm talking, of course, about Miss Dula Peep. Once again, future nostalgia queen. Don't start now, come out. She said, don't go out. Well, look where we're at now.
Yeah. Don't show up.
She has a Vogue Australia cover that just came out over the weekend that she looks stunning in the cover, and she's still rolling out all the imagery for it, but the cover says the authentic voice of music's new pop icon, which that's a statement. Sometimes I hate when they do that because it gets the girls dragged,
right?
Like to call them an icon after an album or whatever. It's like, it's not her fault, obviously. It's like, okay.
Yeah, like you gotta earn that.
Right. However,
she's on the right path.
She certainly is. And, you know, she remains doing everything right this era, but I don't know. Luckily that, you know, that's coming. It looks like the video's coming, but.
Right. It's like, I mean, it's like, what do you do?
I feel like.
Because you can't promo, but at the same time, everyone's just at home.
Right.
Like, so you could do, you know what I would like for people to do? And this is a free, well, it's not a free idea because I'm just saying what someone else did. There's a company that just did that, a 3D Galantis concert.
Yeah.
And I looked up the company because I was going to like do some research into like trying to work with them on something. And they also did a Tinashe show, which I didn't realize.
Yes.
Give it up for Tinashe.
Virtual show.
Yeah. The same company that did the Galantis one did the Tinashe one. And I was like, what if, a company like this could essentially do something similar. So like Gaga could do the, what's it called again?
Chromatica
ball.
I mean,
and it could be virtual.
It would basically be what Art Pop was, you know,
trying to do.
Towards. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you could do this virtual concert where you could, instead of a ticket per se, you could donate, like you could quote unquote buy a ticket, but it's just a donation to a charity or like a group or an organization. You know what I mean? Or you could like tip.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Gaga just like performing at her house.
Yeah, well, they had it set. Well, actually, I don't know if it was set up, but the Galantis was actually recording themselves like live. So they were there and their mics were on so they could like talk. And then I think it was syncing.
She's, like, for it.
Yeah. So you could like sync your, I don't know, you could like stand in front of a Kinect or one of those like Xbox things that like measures your movement.
I mean, that would be very cool. And it's kind of the only thing you can do right now. Also, somebody, I believe it was Swae Lee, did a live concert like at his house or recording studio. And like he would, this was like last night or over the weekend, he would like tap people in on Instagram Live, and they would be like, quote, on stage with him, and they would all freak out while he's like performing. I mean, girls got to get creative somehow. So
yeah,
it's a time to get creative. I mean, obviously it's a bad time, but some really cool things will come out of this genuinely as far as innovation.
Yeah, I do think, I mean, innovation in terms of entertainment, but also like science, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw this thing. This is so not related to being legendary, but like,
well, all scientists are legends. So there we go.
Biology and cells are iconic. You know that phone soap that I use?
Oh, what?
The phone soap that I use. Yeah. I promoted it on here. Hello. I think I'm losing you. Is she there?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. So I use this thing called a phone soap, and I told you bitches about this and they sold out. Not sponsored. You like have to pre-order it now because they sold out. But right. There was a company in like, I think it was Japan maybe, where it's basically the same UV technology, and they made these robots, these like standing robots that go around a space, and they like measure, they like take a reading of the room, and then they go around and it just like disinfects the walls and like around everything. And they're starting to put them in hospitals and shit.
South Korea has like a really cool like telephone booth style checking service for Corona that they've implemented.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see companies and what people do and come up with. And
yeah, I mean, the other thing is like, because it's a global thing, you know, if we don't come up with it, maybe South Korea, because it's going to affect them anyway. So maybe they'll come through with the technology for us and like we're adopting their methods because they don't have time to wait for our dumbasses to like catch up to them.
Yeah, it's true.
But, you know.
Looking back when Ariana Grande licked that donut, she had a point.
She had a point. She certainly did.
Anyway, that's a different topic. Oh my God, I kind of want a donut. Anyway.
Well.
Can't get one because it's closed.
Right.
What else is on our list for this week?
Well, everything that was scheduled is pretty much gone.
I know. Ultra canceled. Coachella canceled. The Cascade concert that's on my birthday weekend canceled. The Pussycat Dolls tour canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Allie Brooke.
Poor Allie Brooke.
Her tour is canceled.
I don't know how she became like the most consistent theme of this podcast, but here we are.
Okay, the Afrojack song is on Mint, like the big dance electronic.
Oh.
I was listening to it and I was like, oh, I'm telling you, they would play, like, if Ultra was still happening and EDC and all that stuff and Afrojack played, like, Allie Brooke would play at Ultra.
Yeah. Wow.
She was going to have her fucking moment.
She really was.
Normani and Allie Brooke got destroyed this year unfairly.
It's true.
2021, the comeback.
I hope so for everyone. Yeah, it's so sad that The Sound of Music was heading towards disco and dance, and then it was like, sorry, world is on pause.
Disco.
Well, hopefully there will be more promising news in weeks to come, but, you know, we're just going to have realistic optimism.
Yeah.
We're going to brace for the worst, but hope for the best.
That's fair. I like that.
Because that's all we really can do. And at least we are taking measures we're taking it seriously. Hopefully everybody at home is taking this seriously.
Yeah, go home.
That's all we can really do. Yeah, go home if you're not. Or if you're in an essential work, we are eternally grateful for you. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, there are so many workers who don't have that luxury. So I feel like when we do that, like Queen Hillary did that rant, like the only thing that the little caveat should be like, except if you're like working at a hospital or a grocery store or a delivery person, then like, thank you for your service. And I'm glad that some states are already declaring them emergency workers so they get benefits because they're really in the trenches.
Yeah, they're going to be the heroes of this whole thing, honestly.
Yep. Like, everyone's just sitting at home buying Amazon stuff. Well, somebody's still got a package and deliver that. So we're just grateful for everyone who is working because they have to be. And hopefully everyone is just staying at home. I saw some pictures of people hanging out in the park, sitting on the benches, fully full in New York. And I was so angry. Just like,
I saw a lot of people who were like very vocal on Twitter being like, tell your fucking friends to like not go out and like blah, blah, blah. And then on Instagram, we're in the park, like on the basketball court. I'm like, okay, so you just want to, You just want to say something when it's convenient and you want clout, but you don't even follow your own shit that you say.
Well, that would be that. That is the nature of the internet.
Yeah.
Hypocrisy jumps out.
And then like it's like a paragraph explanation of like, just so everyone knows, I went to the park, but I made sure to stay 6 feet away from everyone and I didn't touch anything. And then I went home right away and then I washed my hands and I didn't breathe. It's like, no, you literally just wanted to post a picture of yourself because you're a narcissist. And then you wanted to go viral on Twitter by having this whole like, tell your like friends to go. I can't.
Nope. Hopefully everyone is actually adhering.
I'm here. Back the full.
And by the way, let me just say that it is okay to go outside and like go for a walk or a run, but like stay away from like don't go to a public park or like a gym.
But there was really pictures of people on the pier in Brooklyn and I think Williamsburg. I don't know where like they were all the benches were full of strangers.
No.
It's like no, this is not how this works.
No. I go down to 10th Ave. It is deserted, and I do my walk in the morning, and that's it.
That is perfectly fine. It's like we're just not bumping up on each other right now, and that's just going to be the way it is right now.
Yeah.
As hard as it may be for some people to not.
Like, literally, like, I don't know.
We need people to get to believe that this is the only way that works.
Oh, believe?
Oh, believe?
Did you pack your believe and bring it home with you?
Oh my God, no. It's just sitting there.
Oh, rotting.
All of my memories is just sitting there. So that's definitely nerve wracking. I mean, it's fine. It's just like, I just came with a piece of luggage. So I have like three outfits and medicine and that's about it. So
your bionic vinyl.
It's basically, I just came with my bionic vinyl, my Rihanna book and like, my prerogative scent.
My God.
But no, I didn't grab any of that stuff. So that's just sitting there, but I will return for it.
Well, see you next year.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't really know when I just need the news to become more positive. We need to start seeing a turnaround first.
Yeah. Like a flattening of the curve.
Yeah. We need to flatten that curve. I would like a pop bop about flattening the curve. I wouldn't mind that. You want a hot body? You better flatten it.
I was going to say, like, flattening the curve, same.
Yeah, right.
As I, like, pull my pants up because they're loose. I posted, sorry, this is so random, but it was funny. Who was it that sent it to me? What was her name? It was really funny. I wanted to shout them out. I posted my, like, year weight loss chart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it was like a steep drop and someone said, oh my God, I thought that was the stock market. And it like really made my day. Like I thought it was real. That was really funny. I forget who it was that sent me that, but
God, we just have to laugh.
Exactly.
Somebody started, did you see that they would put Ramona from Hustlers doing a pole dance on the stock market drop?
Oh yeah. What was the other one too? The React where it was like,
oh my God.
I'm just wanting you. And yeah, it was just basically like the sound cuts out.
Anyway, I guess that's probably all that's been new lately.
Yeah. You did have one note on here about, how do you say her name?
Kaiza?
Kaiza, yeah. That song's about.
Oh, yeah. God, it is. Yeah. Kaiza of Hideaway fame has returned with all the feelings.
Which, and, relatable.
We are feeling all of them. Another disco dance pop up. And everything was swell and dandy. It's a great song. If you want to escape into that. Yeah. A lot of the girls are tossing out disco songs and dance songs. And
I saw that Purity Ring came out with a new song. I haven't listened to it yet though.
Yeah. Purity Ring has two new songs that are really good and moody. I recommend those. What else?
Animal Crossing came out.
Animal Crossing, if you'd like a Minecraft-esque relaxation escape.
Do you have a Switch?
My sister does, so I will hopefully be
snatching it down.
Yeah, she's playing it.
Oh my God.
So
I bought it, but I haven't started yet.
Well, I know I will enjoy it thoroughly.
I mean, I loved the one on Nintendo DS.
Right. Well, if anybody needs anything, it's an escape to an island with a bunch of cute animals who are just creating a new world.
Right. It's like the irony.
Chromatica is like animal
escaping to a deserted island to start a new life from nothing.
Yep.
It's like, oh.
I relate. Yeah, and as I said, J Balvin, The Weeknd albums, I'm still digging into them, but I'm liking it. Oh, one other thing. I wrote about this one. Queen Melanie C of the Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah, I saw your, I read your blog the other night.
Yeah, I was in my feelings. She has put out the first single from her upcoming album, which they've teased already and said it's going to be all like very dancey. And this is a very dancey song. It's called Who I Am. And she like goes through an art museum and sees like Sporty Spice and like her first album promo pics. And it's very like her accepting her old versions of herself. It's, and the song's like good. It kind of has like a Robin-esque synth vibe.
I mean, I Turn to You is a classic. I mean,
so it's more along those lines. So get into that for some Spice nostalgia, some much needed familiar feelings. And yeah, and if you'd like to entertain yourself further, you can watch Jerry Halliwell Horner do an interview for Vogue about her iconic Union Jack dress at the 1997 Brit Awards. She looks like the queen. She looks somewhat ridiculous, like buttoned up and
it's
proper.
It's very conservative mommy.
It's so, like, something happened to Miss Geraldine where now she thinks she needs to be a prim and proper lady, like tea and crumpets.
Basically me sometimes.
Basically you. Jerry is tea, Kyle, buttoned up.
Yeah, me Monday at work.
Yeah, but it's a very... I mean, it's entertaining, it's Jerry, but it's also, like, comical. She reminds me of Valerie Cherish from The Comeback. She's just... the delusions, but I stan. So...
There was also the video of Victoria Beckham and David in the stadium.
Oh, that's right.
And he was playing Spice Girl song.
Yeah, they love to acknowledge it, except for the tour.
Unforgivable.
Deeply.
Haven't we been through enough?
Honestly, like, she better realize if... when we get to the other side of this, that there's no time for calling off a Spice Girls reunion tour. You need to join it.
I hope she regrets it.
I hope she does.
I hope she, when she goes and puts her head down on that pillow at night, she says down to herself, I'm not going to do a British accent. I don't know how to do one. I only know how to do a Jersey accent. I was just going to do it in like a Jersey accent too. That she regrets not going on that tour last year because it was probably her last opportunity to do it.
I hope she does. I hope she thinks about it every night.
I do. No, yeah. I don't.
Got other things to think about now.
Yeah. Right. I'm trying not to eat everything of pasta in my kitchen. That's my problem right now.
That is a temptation.
Wow.
Yeah. Just a lot. Oh, yeah. And like this will apply to like three people who know her. But like my other queen, Utada Hikaru, she, who you know best from the Kingdom Hearts theme songs, she spent the last days before quarantine at the famous Abbey Road Studios in England working on music. So I don't know if that means it's stalled forever or what. But like that was a small little beacon of hope for me that maybe she's got something coming, but who knows? Who knows?
Know what I was just thinking?
What?
As I was staring out my window into the city.
Yeah.
New drag name.
New drag name?
Quarantina Aguilera.
Well, when we can have a drag show in front of people, maybe you'll debut her.
Yeah, right. I'll just get a chest plate from Boobs for Queens.
I think you'll do that anyway at some point.
2021.
You'll get bored during the quarantine and just buy a boob plate.
Oh my God. Like, T. Kyle's losing it again. Quarantina Aguilera on TikTok.
Honestly, that is a good idea.
Thank you.
We laugh.
I'm known for having quite a few of those sometimes.
A few weeks into this, might not be such a joke anymore. And then you're... full-time drag on TikTok.
Got some time to kill.
Yes,
gonna order myself a Jaclyn Hill palette and a boob chest plate. Big boobs.
Oh, one day at a time. That's what the motto is gonna be for a while. God.
No, I think I'll be fine. I have had my experience working from home. I'll be okay.
Yeah, same. It's just going to be...
My advice for people is...
Mm. Yeah, let's give advice. We both work from home.
Structure,
exactly.
So you have to set a routine, and you also should designate places in your apartment that are like work only.
Mm-hmm.
So I set up a standing desk with my ironing board.
Mm-hmm.
That is my work area, and I have my work computer there, and I don't move it.
So like, that is a smart idea.
Get up, make yourself a coffee, come up with like a morning routine, read a magazine, go to mumus.com and click on his latest blog, something, take a shower, put on pants, don't sit
that
in sweatpants.
That is essential. So when I started working from home, I fell into, because it's very easy, I'm already introverted, to just roll out of bed in my pajamas, work till 7 or 8, and then realize that I didn't do anything except like maybe see one delivery person, and just now I'm back in bed. And like that can really, really bring on the depression. So like,
yeah,
change, shower in the morning, like you're going to work. You have to do it. You have to tell your body that you're working. If you're working, or just in general, like still do it, like still snap out of it, because you will get yourself into a funk. So change, do all of those things. You have, it's a mental thing.
Mm-hmm.
The routine is crucial. And yeah, schedule social time, even though it's not in person. That doesn't mean you can't have a call after work, have, you know, or a bunch of your friends on a call, or some, whatever we're doing to cope right now, you still need to schedule social time. Don't go a day without not talking to somebody.
Yeah. Schedule like a anything.
Yeah. That was my biggest mistake, because I can slip into introvert at home and like realize I didn't speak to anybody for a week. like outwardly, physically, like yes, text and whatever, but get on a phone call.
Yeah. And that's the other thing too, is I think realizing that everyone is stuck at home right now.
Mm-hmm.
So just like text a random person and be like, hey, how are you?
Yeah. And if they're not texting back, they don't want to talk to you.
Oh, is that an experience that you've had recently?
No, there was a really, yes, number one, but number two, there was like a funny tweet that was like, we're all in quarantine. If he doesn't text you back, he doesn't want to talk to you.
Right.
Like he has no excuse. He wasn't out with his friends. It's true.
If he doesn't use his Nook Miles to show up to your Animal Crossing island, he's just not that into you.
That's just the truth. So yeah, well, hopefully we've boosted the mood a little bit, or provided a much needed distraction.
Hopefully.
Things will come out.
You guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
Me hitting upload on this episode.
Exactly. And, you know, in dire times, we'll probably end up choreographing the entire piece of me in our basement/apartments, and we'll do a live performance.
Oh my God.
Isn't this basement beautiful?
Well, I wanted to, I can't tell the idea yet.
Okay.
What was that?
Oh my God. Okay. I just heard someone in my hallway for like the first time in 2 days.
Literally. You were like, what was that?
By the way, I showed my box cutter on our Instagram live.
Yes, you did.
And
yes,
someone tweeted the screenshot of it. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to explain for that when I'm older.
Yes, you will.
It's like me holding a box cutter. But there's a reason why.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that weird.
Well, in these uncertain times, it is not weird to feel a little cagey, feel a little like you got to have some protection. You never know.
Yeah. It's like carrying mace, but it's just a box cutter.
It's fine.
Yeah, agreed. I had to go to the store really quick, and I was like, let me just, you know. Anyway, what else before we sign off? Anything else?
Not really. I'm trying to think of anything that's jumping out. Not really, though. Check out, I mean, shameless plug because we did it on Just Jared, but check out, like, we have a running list of, like, the virtual tours and live streams, but also... you know, they're popping up on your feed, obviously, but like Miley is doing one every day. I think that she did one with Demi where they like literally hashed out their friendship issues for an hour, which was really interesting to watch.
Is she doing one with Hilary Duff?
I mean, she might have her on, but I don't think it's maybe
did
she announced
I see someone
it.
Comment and say like, oh my God, I can't wait for Hilary.
Oh, maybe they're trying to get her to do it, but like
that would be amazing.
Yeah, she's having like guests and she's doing like a happy hour of content, and I think that's really great. Miss Mandy Moore, because she can't go on tour, she's now doing the tour live on her feed. She said she's going to do Cry, the song Cry, which, shaking.
Oh my God, that's so good. Mm-hmm. I feel so awful for her.
I know, she literally was about to start.
She was such a trooper.
Well, with any luck, it's all just postponed and everything's going to happen still. It'll just be a little delayed. So, yeah, make sure to check out like actual virtual tours and live shows that people are doing, because this is going to become the new normal, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is.
Instagram, YouTube. Definitely, it'll be a lot of YouTube too. And people will figure that out. But I recommend that for some entertainment.
Yeah. Speaking of YouTube, quickly, if you are on YouTube, go to our YouTube page for the podcast and subscribe, because we need to get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube to be able to live stream.
Oh, that's right.
And that's all I'm going to say. But like, we want to live stream on there. If we can't do it on there, it's okay. We can do it on my personal account.
Right.
But like, you know, you can also listen to like all of the Britney podcasts. You can listen to all of these episodes on YouTube too. So if you, like, if you're on YouTube every day anyway, and you want to just listen to this there, you can also do that on YouTube. Just, you know, hint, hint.
But we hate hype, so we don't talk about it.
Yeah, we hate hype. But we're thinking of, we have ideas, and then also we play video games. So there's also like ideas there too.
Yeah.
If you want to see Brad flop in League of Legends live.
Exactly.
And then me with my tits out.
Right. All right. Well, this is good. I feel like we've gone through the emotions.
I know. I feel better just like coming on here and talking and being human for a second, because I was miserable all day.
I agree. It's therapy.
It's called rumination, or like ruminating. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not good to do.
It's not good. That's why I'm serious. Everybody who's quarantining solo, like, you have to get on a phone.
Yeah.
Talk. Even to coworkers, whatever. Like, you need to talk. So I'm glad we did this.
Yeah. Me too.
And I'm sure, you know, everyone will understand if it's not perfectly just ponies and rainbows distractions.
Yeah, if it's not, we've got things that we can talk about.
Yeah.
I think the girls would like a deep dive or two.
Yeah, I think that'll be a fun little way to fully have an episode that doesn't reflect on the current events.
Yeah, also the you pick an album and I pick an album, we have to swap.
Yep.
I feel like now more than ever is literally the perfect time.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. We have time to listen to.
Yeah, I can actually listen to music while I work during the day because I'm at home.
Exactly.
I still don't know what album I'm going to pick for you, though.
Well, we'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's all for this remote apocalyptic legends only.
Yeah.
I like the word apocalyptic.
Me too. That feels appropriate.
It's very like part two of unalopagetic.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Buy unalopagetic on iTunes, everybody.
Oh, God, R9's never going to happen.
No, never now.
And until next time.
Until next time.
I won't see you, but I will hear you.
Hear you. Listen to you.
We will.
Soon.
Literally.
God.
Still, I just got another visual of that woman taking a shit on Zoom.
Hopefully we will not see you doing that soon.
Oh my God. Yeah. I will see you Zoom.
See you Zoom. Oh no.
Oh my God. Should we do like a Zoom chat with all our listeners?
Yeah, we could definitely do that. We should.
Can you even do that? Or Discord?
Yeah, you can on Discord, yeah.
That sounds like a mess. Everyone would just be screaming at each other.
That's true.
It would literally just sound like this.
I mean, it's just appalling. It sickens me. I woke up this morning. I was so in a rage about what they are doing. Information. We pay bills.
Sorry.
Our next live chat, yes.
My brain.
Yeah.
All right, that's all. Thank you guys for listening. And on a serious note, please take care of yourself and your family and check in. and phone a friend, phone a fam.
Totally. And we will get through this, and it will be okay. Mm-hmm. So just keep in contact with each other and get some fresh air, because you can always just take a breather outside for a second.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to work on something interactive that we can do with you guys soon, I promise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Until then.
We will.
Hear you. Or no. We will.
Talk to you.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. We will see you.
Basically, okay, bye.
Yeah.
I feel like that. I feel like I'm going to hit off on this, and then it's going to be that the video of Miss Juicy and Miss Minnie, where she's just like, well, what the hell we going to do now?
That's exactly how I feel.
That's exactly. I'm going to hit off, and it's going to be dead silent in my apartment because the city is dead. There's no noise.
That, you have to close on that as the soundbite.
And I'm just going to be like, well, what the hell am I going to do now? Gonna start talking to my plants.
Oh my god, that Kylie meme is my favorite.
Oh yeah, when my lamp makes a joke
3 weeks ago.
It's funny because it's true.
It's very true.
All right, well, I'll see you. I'll text you later.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.